You are listening to a podcast from becomingjewish.org. Please visit us at www.becomingjewish.org. The title of this podcast is Offerings. General Rules on Offerings. Leviticus chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. If any man brings an offering to God, he shall bring an offering of unblemished cattle from his herd. The man shall place his hands upon the head of the offering, and the bullock shall be killed to make atonement. The priest will dash the blood against the altar, and shall cut the pieces of the offering up, and place them on the altar. Burnt Offerings. Sheep, goats, and fowl. Leviticus chapter 1, verses 10 through 17. If a man brings an offering of a sheep or goat for a burnt offering, the offering shall be a male without blemish. He shall bring the sheep or goat to the northward side of the altar and kill the offering. The blood of the offering shall be dashed against the altar by the priest. The offering shall be cut to pieces, and the offering shall be placed upon the altar. If a man brings an offering of fowl, he shall bring turtle doves or young pigeons. The priest shall kill the fowl and drain its blood on the side of the altar. The offering shall then be placed upon the altar. Meal Offerings. Fine flour, oven-baked, pan-baked, and deep pan. Leviticus chapter 2, verses 1 through 11, and chapter 6, verses 17 through 23. If a man brings a meal offering, it shall be made of fine flour with frankincense and oil poured upon it. The priest shall take out a handful of flour, oil, and frankincense, and place it upon the altar. The remainder of the offering shall belong to the priests. If the meal offering is oven-baked, it shall be unleavened cakes of fine flour mingled with oil or unleavened wafers spread with oil. If the meal offering is pan-baked, it shall be made of fine flour, unleavened, and mingled with oil. It shall be broken into pieces and have oil poured upon it. If the meal offering is deep pan-baked, it shall be made of fine flour with oil. The meal offering shall be brought to the altar, and part of it shall be offered as a memorial upon the altar. The remaining part of the offering shall belong to the priests. No meal offering shall be made with leaven or honey. Covenant of Salt. Leviticus chapter 2, verses 12 through 16. Every meal offering shall be seasoned with salt. The meal offering of first fruit shall be an ear of corn, parched with fire, upon which shall be placed frankincense and oil. The priest shall offer up the memorial part on the altar, and the remainder shall belong to the priests. Peace Offering. Leviticus chapter 3, verses 1 through 17. If a man brings a peace offering, it shall be an unblemished male or female from his cattle, fowl, lambs, or goats. He shall place his hands upon the head of the offering and kill it at the door of the tabernacle. The priest shall dash the blood against the altar, and shall place the offering upon the altar. Sin Offering. Kohen, the entire nation, a ruler, or an individual. Leviticus chapter 4, verses 1 through 35, and chapter 6, verses 17 through 19. If a man sins through error against any one of the mitzvot given by God, he shall bring a sin offering. If the sinner is the Kohen, he shall bring an unblemished bullock as a sin offering. He shall bring the bullock to the door of the tabernacle and kill the bullock. He shall take the blood and bring it to the tabernacle. He shall dip his fingers in the blood and sprinkle the blood 7 times in front of the veil of the tabernacle. He shall then place the blood upon the horns of the incense altar, and the remaining part of the blood shall be poured out at the base of the altar of the burnt offering. The bullock shall be burnt upon the altar, and the ashes shall be taken from the camp to a clean place, where the ashes shall be poured out and burnt. If the sinner is the entire nation of Israel, an unblemished bullock shall be brought before the tabernacle as a sin offering. The elders shall lay their hands upon the head of the bullock and shall kill the offering. The priest shall take the blood and bring it to the tabernacle. He shall dip his finger in the blood, and sprinkle the blood 7 times in front of the veil of the tabernacle. He shall then place the blood upon the horns of the incense altar, and the remaining part of the blood shall be poured out at the base of the altar of burnt offering. The bullock shall be burnt upon the altar, and the ashes shall be taken from the camp to a clean place, where the ashes shall be poured out and burnt. When the sinner is a ruler, he shall bring an unblemished male goat as a sin offering before the tabernacle. He shall lay his hands upon the goat and kill it. The priest shall take the blood with his finger and put it on the horns of the altar, and pour the remaining blood at the base of the altar. The fat of the offering shall then be burned upon the altar. The remaining part of the offering shall be food for the priest to be eaten within the court of the tabernacle. When the sinner is an individual other than a Kohen or a ruler, he shall bring an unblemished female goat or lamb before the tabernacle as a sin offering. He shall lay his hands upon the goat and kill it. The priest shall take the blood and put it on the horns of the altar, and pour the remaining blood at the base of the altar. The fat of the offering shall then be burned upon the altar. The remaining part of the offering shall be food for the priest to be eaten within the court of the tabernacle. Guilt offering, oath, unintentional sin, case of doubt, and theft. Leviticus 5, verses 1 through 26, and chapter 7, verses 1 through 10. If a man takes an oath that he has not been a witness, yet later recants and acknowledges that he was a witness, or he has touched any unclean thing, an object, animal, or person, or he declared an oath without following through on that oath, he shall bring a guilt offering to the tabernacle. The guilt offering shall be an unblemished female lamb or goat that the priest will use to make atonement. If he cannot afford a lamb or goat, he may bring two turtle doves or two young pigeons as an offering, one for a sin offering and one for a burnt offering, that the priest will use to make atonement. If he cannot even afford fowl, he may bring a tenth part of an ephah of fine flour without oil or frankincense for sin offering. The priest shall offer up a handful of the flour offering as an atonement, and the remaining portion shall be food for the priest. If a man commits a sin through error, unintentional or due to the lack of knowledge, he shall bring an unblemished ram for a guilt offering, from which the priest shall make an atonement. The blood of the offering shall be dashed against the entire altar, and the fat, liver, and kidneys offered upon the altar. The remaining part of the offering shall be food for the priest to eat in the court of the tabernacle. If a man deals falsely with his neighbor in the matter of deposit, pledge, or robbery, or has oppressed his neighbor or found a lost item without returning it, he has sinned. He shall return that taken through theft, oppression, or loss, along with a penalty. He shall bring an unblemished ram for a guilt offering, from which the priest shall make an atonement. The blood of the offering shall be dashed against the entire altar, and the fat, liver, and kidneys offered upon the altar. The remaining part of the offering shall be food for the priest to eat in the court of the tabernacle. Thanksgiving offering. Leviticus chapter 7, verses 11 through 21 and verses 28 through 38. If a man brings a thanksgiving offering, it shall be unleavened cakes and wafers of fine flour mingled with oil. The thanksgiving offering shall be brought with the peace offering. The priest shall dash the blood of the peace offering against the altar and eat the flesh of the offering that same day. The fat of the peace offering shall be burnt upon the altar. The breast of the peace offering shall be a wave offering, and shall be food for the priest. The right thigh of the peace offering shall be a heave offering, and shall be food for the priest. If the offering is a vow or a freewill offering, the flesh shall be eaten the day of the offering and the next day, but the remaining shall be burnt on the third day. Thank you for listening to Offerings. Shalom.